No, I don't have my pencils yet.
We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, to order at 8:45 on the clock. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And let it be justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Tiemann, and Lytle in person. On the phone, we have Bauman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first is the consent agenda. It consists of the general agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held March 25th, 2020, approve all claims through April 8th, 2020 in the amount of $436,800.32. Set claim number 2004056 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $33,328.16 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Register of Deeds fees report and District Court Summary Fee report for the month of March 2020. Approve reappointing of Steve Whitwer to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term ending February of 2023.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Jurgens. Any discussion? Vote.
Yes.
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 Danny Byers.
We have 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up first on the regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2004056 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $33,328.16. This brings the claim total of amount of claims approved through April 6, 2020 to $470,128.48, and this is one of my companies.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Lytle. Vote.
Yes, Eddie Dorn.
Myers, yes.
Yes of Dorn, yes Bauman, yes Byers, and 3 yeses here, so 6 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Today we have a lack of public. We will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Byers?
Is Davey there?
No, he's not here yet. Here he comes.
Dave's on his way in here.
We've had a lot of issues with people getting in and out of the courthouse, but I think our Sergeant Davidson has been handling it very well, and our staff has handled it very well.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. During our last committee reports, I did have a couple requests on some work orders. One was just installing a utility thing over at the bus stop. The district court clerk asked for a glass partition for just better separation for in the future here. And that should be easily managed. And then I did have another thing I didn't talk about. I've been talking to Greg Dennis from Masonry Construction. He was supposed to be here last fall to do stone repair on the southeast corner. That got delayed with courts going on. And so he asked if this spring would work. And I'm assuming everything would go as planned. They would just have all their work outside, so I just wanted to run by and make sure that we still plan on doing that. He's thinking first week or second week in May starting up.
Can we get any reduction since he's the following year?
I can check with him. You sound like Mr. Byers now. So I just wanted to
let him know.
As far as the work to proceed there, it actually would be a good time to do it, but as slow as the court is, they make a lot of noise when they're grinding out the mortar joints, so that's, you know, been difficult to do during working hours of the building, so this might be a good time for them to do theirs.
Agreed.
Okay. So that's all I have.
Well, great. Thank you, Dave. Okay, any questions for Dave? All right.
We appreciate all the cleanliness you do around the building this time of year.
I would like to say that's my work schedule. I usually work a long morning, take a longer break in the afternoon, and then I have been coming in after people leave, and we're trying our best to keep the building with pocket every day after work, and just do our, you know, the elevator buttons and time clock buttons during the day.
I would say thank you for flexing your hours and making sure that things are cleaned up that you need to
do that.
Yeah, and on that note too, I think we would all say that, you know, if you end up, we talked about flexing the time and everything else, if you end up with a little bit of overtime day, we're not, that, at this point, that, as long as you're not wearing yourself out doing it all, the overtime is not an issue right now as far as cleanliness of this building goes.
Okay. It takes me, I do courthouse and the sheriff's, and it takes me right at just a little over an hour, so it doesn't take, you know, a long time, but.
Well, just make sure you're accounting for all the time that you do stuff. Okay. Make sure you're getting paid for what you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance. Mr. Jurgens.
Mr. Chairman. Large ticket items. City of Wymore, quarterly EMS services, $10,000. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $32,704.67. Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, Rock, $33,328.16. Road Bond, 2013, Road Bond Interest Payment, 5-1-2020. $30,218.75. And Don, when is that road bond finished up?
23, but we may be on schedule to do a little earlier. So
okay.
We're looking at that now.
And that was an interest payment.
Yeah, May is interest and November is the principal payment. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Human Resource and Employee Relations, Mr. Hill.
We had a closed session on employee matters. Well,
law enforcement, emergency management.
Nothing. Lisa's on conference call, and I have nothing.
Okay, Lisa is on the 9 o'clock unified command call, or gone down for that, and the sheriff doesn't have anything for those of you on the phone. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens. Mr. Hill.
Talking about the approval of the bridge management street culverts that are north of 31 Elm, north of 35 Paddock, and east of 34 Rockford. We'll be doing bids for culvert project today. Galen is hiring his laggers for the summer asphalt patching and overlay projects. And Galen's out there about the Blue Springs bridge in the city limits of Blue Springs and going ahead with that to submit the bridge management. And we talked about there's a lot of asphalt patching last year. Unfortunately, it looks like a lot of the patches are kind of breaking up by the side of them. A lot of our asphalt is just getting old. Even talked about the issue of parking on Lilac Road just east of Highway 77, and we'll be dealing with that later today.
All right. We have a timed event that we're going to skip over. That's for 9:15. We could move on to approve or disapprove county bridge match program agreement and resolution for signing of the project program agreement BL2008, project number STWD-CBMP4. Galen, do you want to just give us a brief overview of that?
So this is the resolution part, would be 20-07.
It would be resolution 20-07. Can you guys hear okay on the phone?
Yes. Can Mr. Byers can hear fine.
I'm going to assume the others can too then, Denny.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gail.
The county bridge match program agreement, this is for three of the county bridge match projects, North 31 Elm, North of 35 Paddock, and East of 34 Rockford. And the resolution for signing of the program agreement, BL 2008, this is a resolution for Gage County proposing a transportation project for which it would like to obtain county bridge match funds, and that Gage County is committed to providing local funding for the project as required by the project program agreement. The agreement is NDOT project number STWD CBMP4, NDOT control number 00974C, and NDOT project name County Bridge Match Program.
Do we need all of them? I wonder how we do that. I wonder if I can initial it for him.
Why? How can we?
The question is, Roger, we all vote on this, so we'll require all of our signatures on
this.
This
one does.
With three of them being remote, how do we do that?
Well, they can indicate their signature. Well, we could, I guess, do it one of two ways. Is that a federal requirement as far as, or is it a state requirement?
It's a state requirement.
State requirement. Let's call them afterwards, because they're going to, you can ask them if they authorize, for instance, Don to sign their name and initial it. If the state requires it, like right now. Otherwise, they can stop in at their convenience to send it.
How soon do you need these resolutions to?
Just as whenever they can get in, so we can proceed with the state can proceed with the benefits.
I would say if Roger's option is good, you know, just ask him if you can sign for it.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that after when you vote, and then check with the state so we don't have to come back in 2 weeks and vote again.
Yep.
Any additional discussion on this resolution 20-07? Mr. Jurgens? Oh, okay. I'd ask for a motion then.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Hill, to approve resolution 20-07.
And the agreement.
And
there's an agreement and a resolution.
And the program agreement to enter into BL 2008 for project number STWD CBMP4 and DOT number 00974C.
So do agreement and. Okay.
Vote?
Yes, Dorn. Yes, Byers. Yes, Bowman, and I would authorize the clerk to use my signature on the form to expedite the process.
Seven in favor. Mr. Dorn, can the clerk put your signature on as well? Eddie?
Yeah?
Is it all right if Don puts your signature on the form? On the resolution?
Correct, yes.
Mr. Byers, is that all right with you?
Yes, this is Byers, and I approve.
Thank you, gentlemen. Motion carries, seven in favor. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution for temporary no parking on Lilac Road between Highway 77 and South 13th Street.
20-08.
Resolution 20-08, what has brought this up is on the first half mile approximately off of 77 on Lilac Road, there's a temporary lay down yard for the pipeline, some pipeline repair folks. They have a lay down yard, but they were parking out on the roadway, and there were a bunch of neighbors that were kind of upset about that. There's a knoll right there on the road, and they couldn't see, so as people drove by, people drove by, you couldn't see oncoming traffic, and one of the neighbor's wives there had a real close call, and I talked to the guys there, and they had some arguments with the neighbors evidently. They were very, very nice when I talked to them and said they'd try to move stuff off the road. I wonder if we should still do this just because when it rains, there's no aggregate in that lay-down yard, and I wonder if they'll have to park out on the road again. It's a good road, but it's a 24-foot wide road or so, and then once you put cars out in the driving lane, it gets pretty narrow, and with that hill, it is dangerous. I mean, I don't mean to be overly safety pusher, but it becomes dangerous. Galen, do you want to say anything on that, or do John?
Well, I would agree with it. I mean, it is an issue, and, you know, it's even an issue when people are out walking or jogging on the road, and you meet them on the crest of the hill, and, you know, you got to get around them, and I see where the people are coming from out there.
It would be temporary as once that laydown's yard is gone, then we could remove that again. And they have been doing a pretty good job here as of yesterday.
How long is the laydown yard going to be there? And did anybody approach the company and talk to them about it and try and do this without having to put this into place?
I did talk to them. There were evidently a couple of the people that live in the development to the east got in arguments with the company, and both sides said the other side was pretty rough, and I'm guessing both sides probably caused the argument to be fairly rough. They were very nice when I talked to them, and they have been trying to do a good job on it. I think Tuesday afternoon they had vehicles off the road.
What's the point of doing this?
My only thought would be it's a big dirt lot, and as soon as it rains, I don't know that without putting rock out there that they'd be able to pull the vehicles off the road again. So they could be back on the road, and when it's muddy, it'd be more dangerous than when it's dry.
Well, that's on them if they got to have somewhere to park their vehicles. And safety-wise, I would say more importantly was if they're parking on a hill and creating a safety issue, then Gus should be writing them tickets for the parking.
Is there anything that could be done there? And I don't know if you're familiar with that situation. It's not a big hill. It's probably 150 feet off the highway, I suppose, and you just can't see from the two sides.
Where's the location at?
Lilac Road, just south of Beatrice, going east.
Let me take a look. Yeah, there would be some statutes as far as, you know, blocking traffic. If the cars, of course, cars aren't there more than 24 hours, obviously, they're a construction crew. Bigger concern is the liability for the company if somebody comes over there and hits it. I assume they're strictly daytime hours only? There's no evenings? Or
I haven't seen them there in the evening. They're there just before light, and then they're there after, well, I haven't seen them there after dark, actually.
Yeah, we can have Deputy go out and look at it, maybe talk to the foreman or something there and kind of express concern. I understand what Gary's saying, that's going to be on them, where they can park. That'll be a good question, because, like, say, if it gets rains this weekend, I don't know if they work weekends or not, but it could pose a problem. So, but we'll have a chat with them. What's a construction company name, you know? Okay. All right. We'll have a chat with them and see what we can create a little more.
With that being said, I'll still ask to see if there's a motion to place those temporary signs. They are doing a good job now. Moved by Juergens, or you have something to say?
I have something to say.
Mr. Juergens?
There is a construction, probably not the same company, though, doing similar work down on some property that we farm, and they've been very good to get along with because they're out in the middle of the field, basically. So I don't know if it's all necessary myself. I mean, if you would talk to them, I think that would be good enough before we get the sheriff involved.
They were very good when I talked to them. I mean,
yeah. I personally, Eric, I would rather than putting something on the books that we don't need. I mean, I just don't see the need in it, and it especially where you know the sheriff hasn't even been out and looked at it and had any discussion with him.
That's what I told him in discussion, too, is I was hoping we could take care of it, you know, just him and I, the superintendent there. I do have his phone number, and we left this on. Monday we said we were going to reevaluate this to see how Tuesday went, and that I saw no cars on the road at all Tuesday or this morning when I went by, because I specifically went that way just to take a look. And we have no motion or second, so I'll ask once more for a motion or second on this.
I would say you temporarily do it. I'm going to approve it.
We have a motion by Hill. This is for tempering of parking signs along Lilac Road. And like I say, I did talk to them, and if it is an issue, the sheriff could talk to them as well. Is there a second?
Since John made the motion, I'll second it just so there can be a vote on it, but I don't agree with this at all. But I'll second it just so there can be a vote for John.
Did you guys on the phone hear that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how much is lost through the phone. I know sometimes that's rough. Any other discussion on this? I guess the discussion is... real roughly, we talked to them, we reevaluated it, they seem to be off the road now, and Mr. Lytle made the point that if they're doing what they should, we don't need other stuff out there on the books, which would be this resolution and then temporary signage out there also. Any other discussion? Life is good if this is what we're talking about, I guess. I'd ask you to vote. Would you guys vote on the phone?
Bauman, no. And I vote yes.
Dorn, yes.
Bauman, no. Dorn, yes. Byers, yes. Juergens, no. Hill, yes. Tiemann, yes. And Lytle, no. So, 4 yes, 3 no, motion carries. And I get where you're coming from on that, too. That's a judgment call on this one. Bauman, no. Dorn, yes. Byers, yes. Juergens, no. Hill, yes. Tiemann, yes. Lytle, no. Oh, wait a second. Did I do this wrong?
Well, that's what I don't
know. Bauman, no. Juergens, no. Lytle, no.
And, oh, Hill, I've got the wrong one. So, yes. Okay. All right. There we go. 4.
Okay.
3. Motion carries. Then.
Motion
okay.
carries. 4 yes, 3 no.
And it is maybe kind of unnecessary, but it still protects the people driving on that road.
It may be complete. They're doing a really good job right now.
I express that to him. Thank him for that.
I'll give him a call again today.
Just know that you set the precedent now, so anytime somebody complains about obstruction of view or whatever, then you better be ready to put this up everywhere.
View obstruction is a scary one. He's right.
I know.
Up next, approve or disapprove amending resolution 20-05 to read Section 6, Township 3, Range 5. And this was on...
Okay. And that the new resolution will be 20-09.
New resolution will be 20-09. This was for the special use permit for the activity shed or...
Right.
What did they call it?
The assembly slash agricultural building. And it was just when we noticed we were filing this and it read located in the southeast quarter, section 6, range 5, and then it was the words Lincoln Township. And so when I called legal counsel, they said, no, it should actually read section 6, township 3, range 5. As illegal, and so we're just making correct.
For easy use, Crawford's built in there. Just clarification there.
Same place.
Yeah, they didn't move the building, just our terminology on it.
Correct typographical.
Yeah.
Typographical correction. If there's no discussion, or even if there is, I'd ask for a motion in a second.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Juergens.
Bauman, yes.
Bauman, yes.
Dorn, yes. Byers, yes.
Byers, yes. And the four present are yes. Seven in favor. The motion carries. We have a timed event in 4 minutes. In the interim here, we are looking into getting computers of some sort to video meeting, virtual meeting. Don is working with a local supplier on that, so they'll continue. Does anyone have any comment or direction on that? The direction I've given so far is just talk to the clerk, find out what we're going to need, and then relay that back to us just so that we get something that's adequate in case we are meeting virtually. That way we could be looking at the documents. I know you on the phone are at a disadvantage not having the documents currently.
Okay.
Mr. Lytle.
Roger, do we need to have a motion or some type of an approval for them to move forward up to X dollars? Or?
Well, I talked with the chairperson. I think that would be appropriate. Certainly, it's an emergency considering the pandemic that's taking place. And I think it's very important, just what Eric's talking about there, that the remote sites also have access to what you guys here are looking at. It just makes it a lot easier.
Might I suggest, and what I'd like to hear your thoughts, I'd like to, while we're doing this, I'd like to purchase an additional one for our emergency manager. Also, I'm wondering if there's an issue with having additional units purchased and in place for our meetings.
I think that's probably a good idea to look at it long term.
Yeah.
And setting something up, not just, and again, part of that would be also if you buy a unit that you can add to, for instance, if somebody such as the emergency manager person, the sheriff, anybody that might be at a remote site that we need to have a contact with. And I think that's probably something I know that they're talking with the individual about, making sure we get what we can use for basically all types of purposes, if you can imagine it. And the nice thing about computers, after 3 years, they become obsolete anyhow, so they'll sell you some new stuff.
Right.
That's a little tongue-in-cheek, but that's just the way they are. You consider this virtual stuff in original statutes, it was just for places like ESU that had remote sites. Now, virtually today, everybody's doing it.
Lisa and I have talked. She's trying to go forward with something as well, so that the EOC would be, I guess, a virtual meeting room as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are FEMA grants now that there's been emergency declaration. She thinks she can get up to 75% of that paid for. And then these also would be submitted with that, the ones for the board. The board may not be able to, ours may not qualify, but if there's a 75% grant from FEMA, we thought this was something we had talked about moving forward with anyway, and it was a good time if there's potential funding there.
I would say we continue on, and I'm not sure of Galen's needs, but I think we consider that too.
Well, and we talked also in meetings, different times Minnelli, instead of driving down our county engineer, we could virtually meet, ask our questions, save the drive time. And there's other people too, Chamber of Commerce, tourism, any of those people. A time like this, or even some other time, instead of waiting through our meeting. Mr. Jurgens.
Don, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't this talked about, I mean, not the same system, I'm dumb on this, but wasn't this talked about at the end of the budget at one time?
It was. It was in there for several budgets.
5 years ago, yeah. Several budgets,
and then
it was in there.
We never moved forward with anything.
I mean,
so,
not
yeah.
the virtual stuff, I understand, but,
right.
the,
but
the computers or
laptops
the board,
and stuff, yeah.
Or whoever was involved.
It was,
it
if I
was.
Remember right, Terry, if I remember right, during that discussion, part of it was giving us the ability to do something off-site, and if I remember, there was discussion maybe with the Attorney General at the time, and they wouldn't allow it at that time, but circumstances have changed now to allow it. But I think, if I remember right, Terry, yeah, we had...
For a couple of years in there, it was
mm-hmm.
discussed, and it was in the budget, but nothing was ever...
Correct.
Yep.
Done,
yep,
right?
Yep, you're correct.
And I could either learn.
we'll put something on there, a welding game or something.
I think it's gonna blizzard this weekend.
So Roger, there's no action item. Do we need to offer a motion, or
again, with the idea being, I think this is qualifies as an emergency given everything, and I mean this could change in the next 2 hours where we can't have this little get together, like
right.
even though we're spaced out as far as social distancing. So I would suggest that you're within your the parameters of the emergency deal to authorize the chairperson or a specific person to continue to move towards purchasing equipment and getting a solid bid. Now again, if you want to put a dollar amount on that, you're kind of shooting at the moon, but that at least gives them some authority so you can get moving on this thing. Otherwise you're going to be sitting here in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you've lost that time, which
so,
may or may not be important, but I think the way things are progressing with this pandemic, I think you really need to look at that.
So go ahead.
We don't have that. There's no way that we can create that here.
And just so you know, no matter what company we're looking at and visiting with the vendor, everything is backed up weeks. So this is not going to happen within the next 2 weeks. We're going to have equipment to use.
Even more the reason to get it done.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
because those companies are shut
right.
down too. So.
I know, I've been talking to some about getting some handheld devices for the house, and yeah, it's
oh.
hard to get.
So,
yeah. So are you saying we need a motion or we don't need a motion?
I'm just suggesting if you want to proceed, I would at least give them some authority so they can get going on this thing. If you want to authorize
okay.
them to purchase, again, how do I put this? You're relying on the individual you're talking to give you advice, and not all seven are you going to be involved in that direct vote. Rather than say, find the best thing we need. Like Terry's like me, it's like I tell the guy, here's what I need, and I go get it, and I don't want to see you again for a while.
And he has checked back with the clerk, trying to figure out what our actual usage would be. Where none of us, I don't think any of us would be able to, I mean, other than just going and picking something up off the shelf.
Did they talk to any dollar amounts?
They did. We got a quote initially, but Don may make some changes or want to make some changes for operating.
Well, the quotes that we have, but it doesn't have some of the operating stuff that we need. So we have programs that we have to add in there, and then now I'm hearing maybe additional equipment yet too. So I kind of need to get that nailed down before you can have a final price.
As long as we can stay within the limits of what's in the statute.
Right. I mean, you're bidding or you're to take bids or quotes, you can purchase up to 20,000, and after that it's informal up to 50, and 50 is your formal bids.
Don, make it simple for me, will you?
That's what I'm working on, Terry.
I'll make a motion that we give the chairman the ability to research, get info, come up with the system, and proceed to move forward with a reasonable plan to give us the technology to be able to conduct our meetings without everybody being in the chambers. Does that cover it?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, again, so you're not authorizing any specific purchase or ordering or anything?
Move forward with the procedure, with the purchasing, correct.
Okay. And let me just suggest that before you go to that motion, that you declare an emergency under the statute to proceed with a non-agenda item. It's not on the agenda, so you need to have an emergency.
You need me
to declare it. I'm sorry to be a little...
No, that's fine. So include in that that this is due to the emergency created by the pandemic from COVID-19 and the fact that there might come the time where we're unable to be in the chambers to have our meetings, so this gives us the ability to continue to conduct business.
We need to vote on both motions.
No, I included that with the... Right?
Did you put it together?
Yeah.
I think you're all right with that.
Because there wasn't a second yet.
No. Don's got a good point, though. Why don't you just make the emergency declaration? I'm sorry, Don.
That's right.
I don't want to have it come back. Make the emergency, and you can use the same language, but declare the emergency first, because that, we're adding something to the agenda that wasn't there.
Okay.
So do that first, and then take up your motion after that.
All right.
I'll second Gary's emergency declaration.
So we have a motion to add an emergency agenda item by Mr. Lytle, second by Mr. Hill, to add this the aforeread agenda item due to emergency. Vote.
Bowman, yes.
Myers, yeah.
7 in favor of declaring that emergency. Now, Mr. Lytle, do you want me to try to paraphrase that real quick?
Yes, the same motion that I just gave Don.
Due to emergency item, give chairman the authorization to research and purchase a system to conduct our meetings virtually. Maybe that's kind of...
Correct.
Due to COVID-19 situation.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Hill. Any other discussion on that? I'd ask you to vote.
Bowman, yes. Dorn, yes. Myers, yes.
7 in favor. The motion carries. Now our timed event. We are just a skosh behind. I had asked for a motion to close Gage County 2020 culvert projects for C-34-1087 East 23 Paddock, 1151 North 18 Lincoln, 1152 North 18 Adams, thank you. 1153 East 3 Highland, 1154 East 19 Hooker, and 1159 North 23 Grant.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle. Vote.
Elvin, yes. Dorn, yes. Myers, yes.
Motion carries 7-0. At 9:23 on the clock. Mr. Juergens will read these for us.
The first bid for these projects is from Midwest Service and Sales Company. Individually or total?
We're going to award them as total. We might as well just read the total. Okay. Is that okay, Galen?
Yeah.
I'll start again. From Midwest Service and Sales Company, total for projects, $133,193.51.
What was that number again, Terry? Sorry.
That's right. The total from Midwest Service and Sales Company is $133,193.51.
Thank you.
Was that my fault?
No. Oh. And one other note I noticed in here, in this particular one, delivery date 14, anywhere from 10 to 15 weeks. One is from Contact Engineering Solutions. Total for projects, $136,706. Delivery date, 10 to 14 weeks. This one is from Metal Culverts. Total four projects, $136,730.45. Delivery date 10 to 14 weeks. Mr. Chairman, as we've done in the past, I see Becky's here to get them. Becky, review these. I don't think it'll take long. You have to make sure.
Yeah, this is our last agenda item. We can just have them review them and
give us a recommendation.
We'll just sit tight for a little bit. That's a tight bid. A couple of those are $30 apart.
That's all the difference is?
The one bid is about $3,000 less. Two of the bids were only $30 apart on here. Just so you guys on the phone know, Lisa is downstairs. She's probably done with that conference call right now, but Unified Command through the city is teleconferencing every day. Gary and I have been listening in on those. I haven't made it every day, but Lisa's been giving us updates. And there, of course, were some more. There was a press release, I think it was yesterday or this morning again, that said that told about some of the additional cases up at Adams at the retirement home, and there will be additional testing, and I'm guessing there will be another press release today or tomorrow on that. Do you have anything to add on that, Gary?
No. Just ready to move on from COVID.
Yeah. Can't even watch the news anymore. I just want to note that both the newspaper and the radio gave snarky looks at that comment.
I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. It's bad we got nightly news and there's no sports on. That's what we really notice.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Could you explain to us what a snarky look is?
There was a lip raise, eyebrow raise, and some smile, it seemed like.
Okay, as long as there was a smile.
Don said the computer hardware is backed up, though. I was hoping maybe if we ordered something, we could have things in place before the next meeting. I don't know if that's going to be possible. I know the phone in is hard, but thank you for doing that. In the interim, I suppose we'll try to keep having the phone line open as well like this so that we can meet this way and keep people safer.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, my office, the door, we got all the doors locked, and you got to call or knock to come in. I don't like it, Terry. I don't like it, but I don't know that this is any different liability wise. Probably 80% of the people that were coming into the office yet were 80 years old or older. And it's like, dude, why? If we're counting on me to drink it, we're in trouble. Did you tell me to call someone?
The carrier, yeah.
Oh, jeez. That cares? I was like, did he say carriage? I was like, why would I call that? Oh, no. I'm going to call the pipeline guys again and just say, explain why. When they're doing what they're supposed to, why we still did. And then I'm going to call up to the retirement home also. Lisa's been touching base with them and bringing stuff up there. But there's nothing we can do directly but through public health and then through emergency manager, I guess. I've been hearing from the different groups. Lisa's been doing a good job coordinating, so
So, I mean, that's a major plus.
Yeah.
Coyotes in my neighborhood must be nice coated and full because my chickens are gone.
If we approve this today or we approve it in 2 weeks, is it going to matter on getting delivery or getting the order in?
Probably the sooner the better.
I would just do trying to get it done.
Yeah, we were a bunch of foxes. I figured that.
I haven't seen a lot.
Okay, because my neighbor's store.
This is too late.
Too late.
He's only between the lines with him.
Is that jug even bigger than the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a couple of those.
About 3 or 4.
I wonder where that's going. You even had two.
Change it off. It comes off pretty easy.
I got one. I don't need two.
Yeah, then what the hell takes so long? Give us a little bit, let's go.
Just checking the dishes.
Okay.
Guys on the phone, we should have these shortly. Terry's putting the spurs to him.
The manager texted me and said that they're lost off the call.
They are?
All of them?
Well, he said we lost you guys. I guess you probably wouldn't know if we...
Mr. Byers or Mr. Dorn, are you there yet?
They're not. The phone's... Well, we may die.
Well, we still have four.
I know, but...
No, we're good.
Four's good?
We're good with four for that. See, Terry, I'll get these computers and get addicted to Facebook or
Welcome
something.
To Free Conference. Please enter your access code or PIN followed by the pound sign. After the tone, please record your name to be announced to other callers in the call. Then press the pound sign to enter the conference.
Dawn.
You will now enter the conference.
They might have been afraid of our boat.
Dawn.
Well, I'm not...
Oh, as joined.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened because it's supposed to last for 3 hours. So this is first time trial here. So
have they been working on those bids that long?
Thank you, Don.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
I didn't hear what Supervisor Jurgens said. Can he repeat everything?
he left.
normal.
They're just kidding, Denny.
Okay, I got it.
Did you sign this one too? In here?
There's only one in there, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes. But that's fancy. Nothing but the best for the state.
Oh, that's just the letter that goes with this. And I keep everything together.
You know, for all the more we did, we sure have a lot of paper today.
Yeah.
Matt, can you give us any update on how things are looking up in that neck of the woods up north?
Well, the sun is out. It's going to be 70 degrees. Oh, you mean COVID-related.
COVID-related, just out of curiosity, but thanks, Ken Shimmick.
Oh, just like everybody else, trying to keep everybody safe, make sure social distancing is taking place and everybody's just being careful. It's a real thing. People need to take it serious.
Service and sales for $133,193.52.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle to award the bid for Midwest Service and Sales for $133,793.52. Any discussion?
Who was it?
Midwest Service and Sales out of Schuyler, Nebraska, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, where we got them before?
We have, yes. They supply some other stuff, I think cutting edges at times and different miscellaneous stuff.
Yep.
Any discussion? Ask you to vote?
Bauman, yes. Dorn, yes. Byers, yes.
And the four here voted yes. Motion carries 7-0. With Terry's mask back on, he kind of looks like a bandito. But we will adjourn at 9:44 on the clock. Thank you guys for coming via phone.
Thank you for having us.